Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The home team.
And here we go.
All right, so kicking off hour number two, the home team presented by Golden Pantry. Eat, drink, be golden. Chris Brame, Jeff Dantzler with you till 7 as we discuss the death of a dynasty last night. The Patriots are finished. It's clearly over.
The Houston Texans will be in the Super Bowl next year. We do that. Today's the day.
Today is going to be the day. Stay tuned. It's coming up here in just a couple of minutes as we get to another 5 at 5, brought to you, as always, by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. And, Jeff, let's just open it up with some generic overall assessment. And when I'm talking about the Super Bowl, it's the whole package from the, you know, the beginning, from the anthem to the halftime show with Justin Timberlake, the commercials, and obviously the game itself. Your overall rating for last night's Super Bowl?
I give it an A. Now, I miss the halftime show. That's when we go out and smoke cigars.
Okay.
During the halftime show. But I thought the game was – it might not have been the most well-played game ever, but I thought it was tremendously exciting.
It was a Big 12 game.
It was Okie State, like you said.
One punt. There was one punt.
Wow. Two turnovers.
Yeah. Like, I saw, somebody joked where it's, you know, like, New England lost a game where they had 600 yards of offense, and, like, that happens to Texas Tech, like, five times a year.
Absolutely, it does. I thought there were a lot of memorable plays. Like you said, the reverse pass from Trey Burton to Foles was an all-timer. Unfortunately for the Patriots, just didn't quite – made those 40-year-old legs of Brady showed a little bit there. I thought that was a great call there. Both teams were aggressive. You had the missed PATs and missed field goal. Again, what stands out to me, I love the squares. And I always have my buddy Rob in Atlanta, he'd always have a big party before he had a kid. You know, the kids tend to throw a monkey wrench into those Sunday night parties.
Put them to bed early.
But Rob from Atlanta would always have a party. And we usually be about 12, 14 people. So we get 10 of us would jump in, and we'd do the squares. You know, not enough people to do 100, obviously. But we would do the total of the two scores. So if it's 7-3 at the end of the first quarter, the number 0 wins. 7 + 3 = 10, so 0 wins. If it's 29-20 at the end of the third, 9 wins for the third quarter. So yeah, that's always pretty fun. But if you play the real squares, where you get two numbers, and I mean 2 and 2 is about the worst combination you could get.
Yeah.
I mean, really, 3 and 3 would be good because it could be 3-3. 4 and 4, 24-24.
Well, when you get 3 and 7 for scores.
That's gold.
Although the 7's not automatic anymore extra point. But
the 2 and 2 has got to be the worst combination you could possibly get, especially if it's the same number. That's equivalent to snake eyes if you're shooting craps. And the score was 22-12 at the half with a horribly missed field goal because of a bad exchange and 2 missed PATs. I mean, I'm just thinking, when you talk about, and that's a great question, the overall entertainment value. I mean, if you were sitting in Caesar's Palace at the sports book, I would bet you veterans of watching the Super Bowl in Vegas would tell you that it was one of the all-time wild ones. The closest thing I can remember to it was that Patriots-Panthers Super Bowl that wound up 32-29. 2 and 9 is not a combination you'd want either. That game was 0-0 with 5 minutes to go in the half, and it wound up being 14-10 at the half.
Yeah. Well, like last night was, you had the Eagles go on this clock-sucking opening drive where they settle for a field goal. New England comes back, gets a field goal.
It's like the under's a lock.
Yeah, but then the Phillies scored, and like, was that like a three-play drive there? Yeah.
But then they miss the extra point, and it's 9-3. Yeah.
So you're sitting there, and it's, well, now all of a sudden we're at 12.
It's like, eh?
When we were sitting at 3, like with, it was like a 9-minute drive, wasn't it?
And by the way,
that more than half, or at least half of the first quarter clock.
That's also what Vegas has to make a mint on when games go under, because it's the worst bet to make. It's never finished. Nobody likes betting the under.
Yeah, but it's, you know.
Of course, it hits half the time.
Yeah, it's not like you just bet overs. So,
but it's a terrible bet to make. You're like, oh, I'm just hoping.
You've got to, I mean, you're going to be the best thing you can do if you bet an under is hope that the first half is low scoring, and then you can come back and try and middle and just take the second half over and maybe hit both of them.
Well, the other is if you bet the under in the favorite, and you can just find yourself where it's impossible to win both.
Yeah, well, you'd have been there very early last night.
Last night, yeah. But I thought it was a wonderfully entertaining game. I mean, Foles is an unbelievable story. The injuries that the Eagles overcame. Peterson staying aggressive, going for the fourth downs, a touchdown call. Again, Burton to Foles was an all-time great call. It was a great call that the Patriots ran, too. It just didn't quite work out. You called Zach Ertz having a big game. He did. Remember, I gave you a little Rex Burkhead. Look out for him.
Yeah, that big run.
Yeah, he made a couple of big plays there for New England. And I thought it was one of the most enjoyable, entertaining Super Bowls I've seen.
Didn't we talk? I remember us Friday. I brought up a missed point after being in there.
For sure.
But the second year in a row, over 2.5 players prop bet cashes. Throwing
four.
A pass. There were four in last night's game, yeah.
And a backup quarterback wins MVP. Isn't that crazy?
And catches a touchdown pass on what I think is a top five play now in Super Bowl history, given it's fourth down and one. I mean, it's going to be one of the most memorable moments of a Super Bowl. You're going to remember Foles because it was cool. Like, he kind of walked out as almost like he was just making a call to his offensive line and sort of stood there. And the next, all of a sudden, you could kind of tell something was up. And they snap it and. Yeah, he was wide open.
And you have to beat the Patriots and in the college game to beat you-know-who. You got to do stuff like that. If you're up three and you just take the points to go up six, you got to be bold.
No, I mean,
because you got to produce.
Peterson read that game right because what did New England do? They scored touchdown, touchdown, touchdown on their first three drives of the second half.
And you knew they were going to score to start the second half.
And if Brandon Graham hadn't had that strip fumble, they were going to score there. Two and a half minutes left. Their Patriots are going to go and win that game.
Or at least go up by one or three.
Yeah, and there'd be minimal time for Philadelphia to have come back. But
that was a play of the game.
Yeah, they were going to score again. Because even then, they got the ball back at their own like 5-yard line and moved it out to midfield in like 40 seconds.
God, it was crazy.
I mean, they did have that one Hail Mary they threw in there. So
you know, I thought they missed their opportunity. The first down play was open, and Brady underthrew him.
The one to Hogan.
Just because they'd have been on about the 30.
That was one of those plays where, and again, this is a guy who threw for 500 yards in the Super Bowl last night, but that was one of those moments where it's like, he is 40 now.
Right.
And I think that was one of those where his arm doesn't have the zip on it. And then you're also – you were a full game into him getting, you know, beaten by a bunch of, like, 20-year-old dudes.
Absolutely.
Because while they only had that one sack there late in the game, they got a lot of pressure on him most of the night. Like, you could smell, like, at some point they were going to get to him. With the reverse, though, New England never got really anywhere close to Foles.
No, they did not. And Foles, with his ability to run, and this is a thing, too. I really like Doug Peterson, and not just because he played catch with you on Miami Beach. But they did with Foles' athleticism, they instituted some of those run-pass option plays that you're seeing in college. Georgia ran great with Jake Fromm. Alabama runs a lot of that. Clemson's run a lot of that. So I like seeing that. That's part of how now the pro game is incorporating a lot of the things that colleges do, and Foles is very athletic. So I thought that made it entertaining. And, again, you know, the fourth down plays they hit, the pass to Foles for the TD, and then the one you brought up earlier when he zipped the ball in there to Ertz.
That was the one time New England got a guy kind of in the backfield, and he just slid, you know, a little slide step to the left, and connected. And Ertz was catching everything last night.
What how would you rate it, the game last night?
The game was very good. I thought the halftime show was boring. And I don't, you know, I'm not like Tony Schiavone. I don't dislike Justin Timberlake the way he does. But it is, I'm not like that into his music. Like, I think I knew two of the songs of his. And then, of course, I did know the one Prince song that he did a couple bars of.
What did he cover?
It was, I don't even remember now. It was, I think, Take Me With You.
Oh.
It was one of the Purple Rain songs, but it wasn't Purple Rain.
Isn't that, well, do you remember we were talking about Prince last week? And I think that's the second song. And I know it wasn't released as a single. That's my favorite song on that album. It's just weird that we had mentioned that song. So do you think Timberlake's listened to our show too?
He could.
960theref.com.
Was it either that or it might have been I Would Die For You. That's what it was. It was I Would Die For You is the one. But I know that there was, it had leaked on Saturday that they were going to do one of those holograms and Prince was going to appear there.
Right.
And apparently that did not go over well. And so I guess they changed it because they basically just projected, it looked like a scene from the movie Purple Rain onto a sheet.
I did happen to see, I was kind of peeking in. But you brought up the good point. And again, I'm glad JT was listening to us and followed along. But don't try and cover Prince.
No, and it was just a couple bars of it. Most of it, too, is just Prince's audio in the background. But I get it. I mean, it's like, right? I mean, Prince is like the number one thing from Minneapolis.
I've been to Prince's nightclub.
Glam Slam.
It was the...
They used to have one of those in Miami.
The night before the women's Final Four in 1995, they had the media party there.
Oh, was it Glam?
Like,
yeah.
I got to go check
like, I mean,
this
he
out.
Was a huge sports fan.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was a huge Vikings fan. And he was like he was like a really good basketball player.
Yes.
In fact, the Chappelle Show did a whole skit on that. How good, like the guys like that have talked about how they would, you know, like Prince, they want to play some basketball and play some pickup basketball, and like
All
Prince
right.
would just like destroy them. You know,
Prince
just a little
Rogers
guy.
Nelson.
Yeah, he was like a really good basketball player, but anyway, they a little tribute to him, but not a hologram.
I'm guessing too the media party in 1995 for the women's Final Four, probably a little different crowd than what was normally.
Probably, yeah. Prince wasn't there that night, was he?
No, he was not.
Yeah.
Because I went for about 10 minutes. So,
Yeah.
I mean, I love Prince. Well, I got to say I went.
Right.
And then I did.
I thought, you know, Pink, she had the flu. And
she did a good job.
Maybe that was a part of the reason why, too. She belted that thing out in a minute 53 is what I clocked it in at, well under the 2-minute over-under.
Yeah.
But I thought she did good. That's the way, you know, that thing, the anthem just needs to be belted out just
it's
like she did. And the game was good. So, yeah, I mean, overall, I'd give it an A, with the halftime show being the weakest part.
And again, I just think the fact that because I love the squares, that's my favorite of the quote-unquote prop betting there. I can just imagine what it was like in Vegas and the fact there's 22-12.
Yeah.
You get two twos. That is the worst draw you could possibly get.
I just like, too, of all the prop bets about how many times certain people will be shown on TV during the broadcast, like nowhere ever did you see Bradley Cooper, and Bradley Cooper ended up probably being on TV more than anyone.
What?
Eventually they found Giselle and she was on quite a bit, no one else that you saw. How many times will this person be shown on TV? I'm pretty sure Giselle went over her total.
Yeah, she was
but
on a lot.
There was never a Bradley Cooper prop that I saw.
Right next to Jeffrey Luria.
Yeah, he was in his suite. So,
no, but him, he's a legit fan.
Yeah, he's from Philly.
Because even like that Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah,
okay, they're all Eagles.
Eagles fans. Yeah, but he's from Philly. So he's not just
he's legit.
Yeah,
a couple of my boys started with no skin in it. They started cheering for the Eagles when they said, "Oh, there's Foles with their baby," and she's sitting in the stand. She's not up with the elite in some box.
Well, that's the thing too. I'm like, you know, it's funny. They never had a prop bet on how many times Nick Foles' wife would be shown on TV. It was only on Giselle Bundchen.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah. I did like the last shot of Giselle Bundchen, though. Every time they showed her, she was excited because it was after the Patriots made a big play. But then they showed her, yeah, I guess after the fumble or something, and she just like had her head down like she was mad at Wes Welker again.
I'm sure she'll yell at Nate Solder about that.
But, you know, I mean, she can't. Remember that time, though, they caught her complaining about, like, he can't catch the passes,
right.
too. And now, that's true. They threw one to him, so she can't complain.
That's very true.
Because you're right. He couldn't catch the passes, too.
To her point, though, I think if Welker makes that grab at 11,
they would have won.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's some decorum there. Can't just blame though it is never Brady's fault. I mean, what he didn't do anything wrong last night. He did fumble, but
Didn't catch that pass.
That's right. He didn't catch that pass. All right, so we've talked about last night's game. Now let's move on to next year's game, which will be held in Atlanta, Georgia. So tell me, Jeff, the Patriots versus what team from the NFC?
I think the Pats, last night was their last hurrah. I think they will be a playoff team, but somebody else is going to break through. Boy, it's hard to pick the Pittsburgh Steelers with Tomlin. I don't know about Gruden in this first year. I like the Titans. I'm not big on Mike Mularkey, although they hired Mike Vrabel, right?
Yeah, they got rid of Mularkey.
Okay, so I think Vrabel will be good. So your AFC championship game is going to be an AFC South battle between the Houston Texans and the Tennessee Titans. And the Houston Texans with Deshaun Watson will go to the Super Bowl and will play a team that will be making history playing at home, the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow. So Gainesville, Georgia native Deshaun Watson in Atlanta against the hometown team.
Yep, that's going to be your Super Bowl.
Wow. Texans, Falcons, next year in Atlanta. All right, I like it. All right, moving on in the 5-5 now. We have the Eagles, first-time Super Bowl winner. The Astros, first-time World Series winner. The most recent new NBA champion was the Cavs from a couple of years ago. In the NHL, the most recent first-time Stanley Cup winner was the LA Kings in 2012. The Florida Gators are the answer in college sports to football, baseball, and basketball, the most recent first-time national champion in all three of those. The Gators did it in football in 96. They did it in basketball 06. In 06, and they won in baseball just last year. So, Jeff, who will be the next first-time championship winner? And you give me any sport. A team is going to win a championship for the first time. Who is it going to be?
All right, we got to rack our brains on this a little bit.
Well, I mean, is it the Falcons? Are they going to win the Super Bowl next? I mean, basically, the answer is going to be that Falcons or Texans based on what you just told us.
It could certainly be one of them. It's not going to be anybody in the NBA.
It ain't going to be the Lions.
No.
They hired that guy with a beard and a pencil behind his ear. poor Stafford.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should call Calvin Johnson and ask how retirement is because he might want to consider it.
Baseball, gosh, almost all the teams have won it. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be the Rangers. The Bronx Bombers look pretty good for next year.
Thanks to Jeter, who no longer works for them. Oh, here you can have Giancarlo Stanton. Would you like any of our top prospects in return? Nah.
Yeah. How about this, Chris? The Las Vegas Golden Knights.
I think that's a good answer.
The Golden Nuggets.
Still with the best record in the Western Conference, although they have lost another home game. I think they have three home losses now.
Well, I guess their hometown players go on benders every now and then, too.
Yeah. So, you got to keep an eye on them, otherwise they'll get away from you.
Our friend Adam Wynn said that the Preds, although I think it's hard that they lost a heartbreaker in the finals last year in Nashville. I think it's hard to get back, but a tip of the cap there.
Yeah, Nashville, they're doing all right. They got 69 points. That's not as many points as the Vegas Golden Knights have, though.
The Golden Nuggets.
Yeah, they're
19-3-2
at home now, so they've lost another home game.
That is unbelievable.
Wonder when that happened.
An expansion team's 19-3-2.
They have the best record in the West.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go with Vegas, because when a playoff series goes to Vegas and there's multiple – you're spending a week in that town with days off in between games.
Come on, what could go wrong?
Yeah, you're done for. But, what is it like – I mean, who's left in – the Mariners haven't won one.
The Rangers
haven't.
Should have won one.
But you're right, pretty much – baseball's pretty much got everyone covered. What about the Brewers?
No, they've never won one. The Rockies haven't won one. But you've got to –
I think that's pretty much it.
The Rays have been, but they haven't won. But it's I would say at least 2/3 of the teams have won a World Series.
The Nationals haven't.
No.
So the NL East
is going to win. The Phillies have, the Mets have, the Braves have, the Marlins have.
The Marlins have won two.
Yes, they to the Braves won. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, the Marlins and Mets both have two. that Central, the Pirates, Cubs, Cardinals all have. The Brewers have it. Who am I leaving out? The Reds have won.
Yeah, the Reds have won.
In the West, no Colorado they've been. The Giants and Dodgers obviously have it. Ugh. Those Diamondbacks have, too.
The Padres have not, though.
No, they've been twice.
Yeah.
And Diamondbacks have. Torrey had the infield playing in. I still hadn't figured that out.
And then Mo got what he wanted. That's what Mo did in his career. He sawed off bats.
Oh, in the AL East, Yankees, Red Sox, Orioles, Blue Jays. Yes, yes, yes. Rays have been. The AL Central, Chicago, White Sox, yes. Kansas City, yes. And I'm starting to fade.
Indians, yes.
Yes. But it was a long time ago.
They have won one. And then the Tigers.
The Tigers have.
Yeah.
I think we're missing another team.
The Twins, they have.
The Twins have. Yeah. Yes. Yes, they have.
Yep. Over the Braves.
And in the AL West.
And Cardinals.
No Rangers. Angels, yes. No Mariners.
Astros now.
Astros, yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. No, well, they've got five. So Rangers, because that's why they moved. Rangers, no. Astros, yes. Angels, yes. Mariners, no.
A's, yes.
A's, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a vast majority that have won. Raymond, I just wish we'd have won that whole thing, man.
Georgia's already got a couple, but it's been so long that it feels like the next time Georgia wins will be the first time Georgia wins. But
I can't shake it. It's you know, when we do, and we will, I have full faith and confidence we will. It's going to be mighty special.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today, and I was like, who's the most recent for all the college sports? And it was like Florida.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of rumors out there, speaking of Florida, that Billy Donovan, I mean, would he want to leave Oklahoma City?
He might. I mean, isn't the NBA just kind of just a headache now? All these guys are – if you're at Oklahoma City and – I mean, now granted, they've got Paul George and Carmelo Anthony and Russell Westbrook now, but, like, the Rockets next year are going to have LeBron, Chris Paul, and James Harden.
Which, and the NBA's got to be careful now. I mean, these quote-unquote super teams, they're only going to be four or five teams worth watching.
True, but, I mean.
They don't care.
It hadn't been the NFL. We've had the same team in the Super Bowl eight times, and it doesn't seem to be dampening anyone's enthusiasm there. The stupid Patriots.
But I do think you feel that teams at least have a chance, that they have hope.
What, AFC? I honestly don't feel that way.
They have hope to at least make the playoffs. And have. I think that's one of the things where the Patriots getting all these breaks, because in the past you felt like your team always had hope. But then when you play against them, all that funny stuff happens, and it makes you wonder.
They had one penalty called on them last night, too.
Crazy. But, I mean, in the NBA, they're literally – I mean, would you go out there if somebody said, all right, Brame, I will give you $10 million – but you have to bet your life for $10 million. I'll give you five teams to pick this year. The NBA champion comes out of these five teams. Would you be willing to make that bet?
I could pick five teams and one of them. Well, then, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because the answer is Golden State.
Golden State, Houston, and San Antonio, just to be careful.
If I could pick five, and then I guess I'd.
Cleveland and who? Boston?
Yeah. But, I mean, Cleveland, even. You know me. As much of a LeBron supporter and defender as I've been, I mean, they got problems.
They got issues.
Finally, Jeff, as we wrap up the 5-5, National Signing Day is Wednesday. Georgia's already signed 20. I'm going to allow you to sign just one more player. Like, Georgia's already done so good with what happened in December.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mark Emmert has come in and said, you know what, we're placing a cap on you because, Kirby, it's just getting out of control. We can't let this get out of hand with your recruiting prowess. So Georgia can sign one more player Wednesday. Who would that one player be?
Now, am I getting the two defensive tackles who are committed? Who
No. Not Mark Emmert's even. You can have one of them, but not both of them.
Oh man.
Yeah, but it's just like we can't allow Georgia to just spiral so far ahead of everybody else.
Well, we got to get those two tackles.
Well, you can only have one of them.
I can't play favorites because we need them both, so I'll give you the corner, Tyson Campbell.
Okay. All right. There you go. National Signing Day coming up on Wednesday. And he's supposed to make his decision at 10 a.m. Wednesday.
And I read, too, that Rick Sandridge, who's a defensive tackle, that apparently he's made his decision, but he'll go public on Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. Save it for TV. All right, there's the 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.